Today's date's June the 21st. We're interviewing Nola Campbell at her home in Rock Hill, South Carolina. This is Cheryl Weil and Allison Adams. So, you grew up around here?
Yeah, I grew up down in the Nola Station.
Okay, is that where you learned about turning or making pie?
That's where I learned to make my pie. I learned that from my sister-in-law. She married my brother. This woman did, Georgia Harris. She married my brother, and I never did think that I'd ever be interested in making pottery. Mm-hmm. But her son, Floyd, asked me one time, he said, make me some little pots. Mother is making pots, and said, she don't give me no money. He said, you make me some. I said, I can. And she said, yes, you can. If you want to learn, you can learn. So I started off, and she wouldn't help me. She'd tell me, now, you watch me, and you do what I do, and the way I do it, you do. So that's the way I learned. Nobody didn't take my pot then and shape it up for me. I had to shape it up and work with it myself, you know.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was about 13.
When did she learn?
I guess she learned from her mother, okay. Which was she was in.
So
that's the way I got started. But I'm gonna tell you, there's a lot to this. People don't know that, and you have to go and dig your clay. Once you dig it, then you got to put it out in the sun and let it dry. And beat it up and put it in a tub. And you soak it up then and mash it up. And take a piece of screen wire, strain it through screen wire. That's to get the rocks and the dirt, I mean the sticks and things out of it, so it'll work then. And if there's rocks in it, you have a problem. You can't scrape them good, you know, it's smooth. My dad died before I turned 10 years old. He died in April and I was 10, the second day of May. We missed him after he was gone. Because Mama had to put us out on Sutton Farm over there out of Fort Mill to work after he died.
Y'all had to go to work?
Yeah, we had to get out and go to work on the farm, pick cotton, hoe cotton, and anything they had for us to do on the farm. We didn't get to go to school like other children did. I can remember that very well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because we was Indians. That's how come we had to work like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians has had a hard time, I'm telling you, and they're still having a hard time. Of course, they are jobs for them now where they wasn't back then. You couldn't get, Indians couldn't get jobs nowhere.
Mm-hmm.